This is Louise Morgan reporting for Now News and Events. I'm at the Ritz-Carlton Montreal for Concordia's President's Reunion Dinner, part of Homecoming 2014 festivities. This year's event celebrates the university's 40th anniversary. Addressing a sold-out crowd of 300 alumni and guests, including graduates from as far back as the class of 1948, alumna and CTV News co-anchor Mitsumi Takahashi kicked off the evening.
I am a very proud two-time graduate of Concordia University. I am extremely honored to have been asked to host here tonight, especially as a recent recipient of an honorary doctorate from Concordia. My years as an undergraduate at Concordia are probably some of the best years of my life. Tonight is very special. We'll mark some milestone years. I'm sure there are people here who remember the bell-bottom jeans and the go-go boots, phones that did nothing but just make phone calls. Sir George, the Georgian, CRSG radio. And I'm sure you've been marveling at all the new buildings that have gone up in the downtown campus in a few years. Concordia has grown so much over the last 40 years, and the best is yet to come.
Concordia President Alan Shepard welcomed graduates of Concordia and its founding institutions, Sir George Williams University and Loyola College.
One of the great things I like about my job is as I travel around Canada and elsewhere talking to our alumni, I do hear stories from those of you who graduated from all three institutions. And part of our ambition at Concordia is to have everyone under the Concordia umbrella, but in no way to diminish what each of the founding institutions brought to this partnership. It's been a great year at Concordia. And some of you have heard me say this before, but it bears saying again. Members of the Concordia community, either alumni or current students, went off to the Sochi Olympics and brought home a number of gold medals. Yes? One of our wrestlers just brought a gold medal from the Commonwealth Games. We've had people from our alumni group win Emmys and Oscars, and we had a faculty member win the Prix du Québec, which is the premier prize inside Quebec, Margie Mandel, a social economist. Very recently, we've announced that the United Nations would settle one of its agencies called Future Earth on our campus, and we're looking forward to that because it's going to bring scientists and scholars and policymakers. Two of our faculty members just won federal research grants worth more than $5 million, including one in digital media and aging. So she's studying like how people sort of, not the 14-year-olds, but the somewhere on that side of 14, how we're all using digital media. Very, very interesting project with great promise. We opened new doctoral programs, including one in industrial engineering and a number of others. It's been a great year. You'll be happy to know that the students who come to Concordia today, although they bring their iPhones and all the rest, they come with the same motivations in their heart that brought you here in the first place. They are the most dynamic, eager, entrepreneurial, in my view, humble. We don't get a lot of like trust fund kids, we get a few, but we get people who are really, they're like rooted in the earth. They're like, they're down to earth, they're ready to go. They're, as I said, all ages and all religions and from all over the place. We now have 46,000 students at the university, 46,000. And among those 46,000, we have students from 150 different countries around the world, more than 6,300 international students. And if you think, well, we do that to make a cash cow, that's not how it works in Quebec. The gap between what they would pay as a Quebecer and what they would pay as an international student, I have to give back to the government of Quebec. We don't do it for cash cow. We do it because we believe that we want an international university that gives a global education in the 21st century. And that's what you need. You need people from all over the place doing that. And we have 7,000 graduate students in doctoral and master's programs, graduate diplomas, MBA, and so forth from all over the place. We have amazing facilities. We're quite lucky in Quebec. The government has been very generous to its institutions. And the most recent one we just opened was the Grey Nuns Convent. I invite you all to stop by tomorrow. There's an open house the chapel, which you probably won't have seen because it was a chapel reserved for the 1,000 nuns that once lived there, has been turned into an Oxford-style reading room. The university librarian will be there. Guylaine Baudry, who's here tonight, wherever Guylaine is. Guylaine, where are you? We have fantastic facilities in engineering and computer science. The new dean commented to me, like, what amazing facilities we have, and I think that's true. We have labs and studios. The John Molson building, also beautiful. During the 2 years I've been president, we've renewed the leadership team. I mentioned Alicia, but we also have new deans on board, new vice presidents, new provost, and we're continuing to hire faculty members. And I suppose it's a sign of the times that you can now hire faculty members from all over the world, because there aren't that many academic jobs, and there aren't that many great institutions in a large urban city where people want to live. So it's relatively easy for Concordia to recruit people from, and we have this year, from all over Germany, the Europe, the United States, China, and so forth. I like to call this a next generation university, because I think we have all the ingredients to thrive in a period when higher education is going to be in deep flux. The kind of university you went to, we're seeing these great photographs, that's no longer necessarily going to be the only model. You're going to see online learning, you're going to see flipped classrooms and a whole bunch of other stuff. I think we are really, really well suited for that. And if I could just say at the end, you are the ambassadors of this university as much as I am or anybody else on my team. I do have an excellent team. I'm really proud of the work we're doing together, but we actually need your help too. We would like your donations, of course. But it isn't actually about the money as much as it's about the engagement and the pride. And this is something I've been harping on since I started here as the president of Concordia. We need your help to represent this place, for you to talk with your neighbors and your friends, your grandchildren, whatever it may be, about what the impact, the personal transformation that Concordia or Sir George or Loyola had in your lives. Because I know it was a profound transformation. That's what happens in university education. And this is a great place. It's a great place. It's a deep and rich place. And we need that sense of kinship that some other universities are so able to develop. I'm so proud of what's going on at Concordia. I hope you're proud of it too. I really thank you for joining us for dinner tonight. There's dancing at the end of this. And there's nothing better than seeing, like, your old classmates dancing. So please don't run off too early. Thank you, and bonne soirée.